ever asked yourself the question, why should we give to the poor among us? Does it make you feel a little uncomfortable when the church preaches a message like this? We'll offer a biblical perspective on giving to the poor on the next Family Matters, so stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a great question from a new believer who needs guidance in the area of giving. He asks, what does the Bible have to say about poverty and giving to the poor? I want to have a God-honoring attitude on this matter, but to be honest, as a new Christian, I've been confused by some of the differing opinions and ideas I've heard. Do you consider this kind of activity to be an important part of the Christian life? The Bible is clear. God cares deeply about the poor, and He expects His people to do the same. Let's take a closer look at the scriptural teaching in this regard. In the Old Testament Mosaic Law, regulations governing the reaping and gleaning of fields was designed specifically to provide for the needs of the poor. Leviticus 19:9 and 10 says, "When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God." Concern for the needy was in fact regarded as part and parcel of Israel's religious life and an aspect of worship. "He who opposes the poor reproaches his maker," declares Proverbs 14:31. "But he who honors him has mercy on the needy." This is why the prophets consistently railed against the rich and powerful who were guilty of plundering the poor and grinding their faces. You see that in Isaiah 3:14 and 15. In the New Testament, the Apostle James gives expression to the same idea when he writes, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." That's James 1:27. Another key passage is Matthew 25:31-46, Jesus' well-known parable of the sheep and the goats, in which the glorious Son of Man tells the righteous, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in, naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." When the righteous ask him, "When did we do these things for you?" he responds, "To the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me." Contributing liberally to the needs of the poor, then, is a cardinal Christian duty. According to Proverbs, it's one of the marks of the righteous man that he gives and does not spare. That's Proverbs 21:26. But when we've said this, we haven't exhausted what the scriptures have to tell us on the subject of poverty, not by a long shot. On a very different and far more radical level, the Bible also has a great deal to say about the spiritual advantages of the poor. "Blessed are you poor," says Jesus, "for yours is the kingdom of God." Luke 6:20. James is perhaps clearest of all. "Has not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?" That's James 2:5. If we approach the importance of being generous to the poor, in light of the notion that they are actually our superiors in spiritual things, we come to an astonishing conclusion, namely that Christian giving is not so much a matter of helping the poor as it is of identifying with them and embracing their poverty as our own. Disciples of Jesus are not called to be saviors of the poor, but sharers with them. By giving to the needy out of what we have, we cast our lot with them, entering into a kind of mutual bond and solidarity in terms of both want and wealth, that there may be equality. We hope this helps you. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.